When you hear the words face adrenaline, you wonder, is this a new and innovative anti-aging cream? Is it yoga for the face? Is it face painting? I wonder. But actually, it's the Blow Crown Spongy, and it's all of those amazing extreme adventure sports that some of us are junkies for, and some of us just run far away from and feel our legs turning to jelly. We're pleased to be chatting to the marketing manager at Blow Crown Spongy this morning. Welcome to Thomas Ngomana and Sia, who are going to tell us all about this extreme adventure sport, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thomas Ngomana, the marketing manager at Blow Crown Spongy, started his job there in 2010. What a significant year that was, because it was the World Cup, the Soccer World Cup. And then somewhere along the line, he would have experienced COVID, where no one was out and no one was out jumping. So it was an interesting time, a time for many seasons, right, Thomas?
Absolutely, Janet. It was. I'm sure all the, especially like on the tourism sector, it really we were hit. I think the worst than all, most of the other call it activities or establishments, if I can put
Correct.
that.
Correct. So, Thomas, you have your title there is marketing manager, and being the marketing person, you're the front face of Blow Crown Spongy. You liaise with clients, with tour operators, with agents, the media. You're literally a brand ambassador for Blow Crown Spongy. So great to chat to you today. You're also the welcome party when people arrive. You meet and greet on site, you give people the briefing. And so it's great now to chat to you. We're chatting online, but I'm trying to understand that adrenaline high. So, there's two categories of people, those that will do the jump, bungee jump, and those that won't. In fact, you can't even get me close to the bungee jump because I've been there and my legs turn to jelly. So, just watching everyone else jump was too much for me. But you're obviously an adventure enthusiast. Is this something you do often, the bungee jump, or are you just the administrator?
I would say I do it pretty much often, Janet. I used to do it pretty often, I suppose. At least I've slowed down now, I guess. I'm sure the age, like they say, the older you get, the wiser you get. And
Yes.
but yeah, in the past, I mean, there was a period at some stage we were doing an advert here where I jumped 10 jumps in 1 hour, just to give an example. But yeah, I pretty much
Yeah.
used to jump almost on daily basis. But yeah, like I said, I have slowed down now, and the adrenaline never slows down. It never
I'm
slows down.
sure not. I'm sure not. So, Thomas, face adrenaline. Firstly, why the name face adrenaline? Is there an explanation for that?
It's pretty much to face your fears. I suppose it goes hand in hand, whereby people got to face their fears. And I think
Yes.
with that name, hence that name was pretty much suitable for the company name as well. That's pretty much
Yes.
that's where the brain cell or the idea came about when the directors obviously sat down and kind of try to figure out what would be the best suited name, and face adrenaline definitely was the most suitable one out of the whole lot that they
Well,
had.
it's very innovative, and I said it could be many things, a face yoga, face painting, a new anti-aging cream called Face Adrenaline. And I said, listeners can't decide what it is until we spoke to you. So Face
Absolutely.
Adrenaline was established in 1997, and it is the world's highest natural bungee jump.
That's correct.
Tell us, Thomas, where are you located? How do we find you?
You will find us onto the on the famous garden route, which is to be specific in Tsitsikamma. We are pretty much about 30 kilometers outside of Mossel Bay if you're heading east towards Port Elizabeth. And if you're coming from Port Elizabeth side, which is known as Gqeberha nowadays, we are about 2 hours from Gqeberha heading west towards Cape Town. We pretty much right on the N2 highway, so we are very, very easy to find. And there's only one toll gate, which is known as the Tsitsikamma toll gate. We are 3 kilometers next to that toll gate itself, right on the national road, which is the N2.
Wow. That's nice and central. And you just have to listen out for the screaming people to find you on the end
Exactly. From 9 o'clock, I promise you, the screams have already started now. So every single
too.
day,
Yes.
7 days a week, there's people screaming off this bridge. We
And
don't
it's the
stop.
one,
365 days a year.
it's the one place where the police don't come out when they hear the screaming. They know it's a part of the day's natural operations, right?
Absolutely, Jared. Absolutely. You spot
Right.
on.
So you call yourself the world's highest natural bungee jump. Explain how you know that. How is there a national or an international measure? How does that work? Because you're now a global sensation if you're the world's highest natural jump, of course.
Absolutely. Obviously, there are other bungee jump operations around the world, which off a bridge, we are pretty much the highest currently. There are two that are a bit higher than ours, which is the first one being in Macau. They're jumping off a tower, Macau Tower, and then
Wow.
followed by there's one in Switzerland. They've jumping off a almost like off a dam wall. I'm not sure if you have seen that movie Golden Eye. There's an opening there with James Bond,
Yes.
where he jumps off that dam, which is now the second highest. Then if you look at the highest, those three, we are number three basically off the if you're looking at the heights themselves. But from a bridge, we are still currently the highest, and
The
hence
highest.
the highest natural bungee. And out of the other two as well, we're the only one that actually open that runs 365 days a year, as in on commercial basis. The other two
So,
are seasonal and all that stuff.
yes. So, what you're saying to us, Thomas, is that there are crazy people all over the world, but you guys are certifiably the craziest.
Pretty much so. We actually certified with the Guinness World Records as well, which. When we
Amazing.
had that Guinness World Record, obviously, until 2017, we were actually the highest bungee jump period before these other two that came into operation. So until up to 2017, we were actually the highest bungee jump in the world, and we still have the certificate too.
Now tell me, when you say hi, how high are we talking?
You are looking at 216 meters above the river, which is the
Goodness.
Blue.
That
216.
is crazy height. So how long does this
Absolutely.
equate to once you get on there and you jump? How long does that actually mean?
From the jump point until where the point where you stop, the furthest we can take you is up to 180 meters. That's now the fall part. And obviously, we have to keep the safety clearance above the river, which we also, one of the reasons we are not directly on the center of the river where we're doing the jump from. So hence we can only do the maximum one can fall. It's up to 180 meters. Obviously, like I said, for safety reasons, we pretty much keeping it as much as far away from the bottom as possible.
Yes, of course, I can just imagine. So that's quite phenomenal. But there are other activities around the actual jump, right? What are those activities? Because people
Obviously.
don't just come there for the jump, there's some other things they can do as well.
Oh yeah, no, that's pretty much you're perfectly correct. We pretty much cater for families. So like there are those that the adrenaline junkies that will jump off a bridge. But for those that are not brave enough to jump off a bridge, but they're more than welcome to join the crazy ones to go onto the bridge, whereby we offer what is known as the skywalking tour. That is us literally just to walk onto the bridge. We have a specialized catwalk, a walkway basically that's built right underneath the road surface. So you can accompany your friend, your partner to the bridge just to for the viewing part, just to watch the jumpers, not necessarily jumping. And
For
option
moral
two,
support,
for moral of course.
kind of thing, yeah.
And then option two, you can actually zip line out onto the bridge as well. And obviously do the
Okay.
whole way out on the bridge, you're watching your friends, family, and then obviously everybody does the skywalk back. So the jumpers, the skywalkers, the zip liners, there's only one way to come off. It's that suspended walkway, which is now you do the skywalk coming off the bridge. So those are our three main attractions, basically. like I said, it's
Now
not about
you need to correct that. You can't say everybody does the skywalk, because I'm not going to do the skywalk. I'm going to come in, I'm going to have a cup of coffee with you, and then I'm going to say to you, okay, thank you, goodbye, sayonara, because I've had enough. So I really am one of those.
Skywalk is not too bad, Janet. I promise. All you have to do, just don't look down. It's not too bad. You
Yeah,
just
that's what they all
stay
say. And this is coming from a
ahead.
guy who's done 10 jumps in one day, in 1 hour, whatever, that crazy record of yours. So I can't take anything you say seriously from here on. Now, Thomas, the actual bungee process, right? So bungee is like people go on holiday and they decide, okay, I'm going to bungee jump here. Now, I don't know if that's normal. If that happens, do people just come to South Africa and they decide, okay, I'm going to do this bungee jump?
Oh yes, it does, Janet. You know, we've had people actually that literally has flown, I would say, from Cape Town, for instance, up to George, and they come to the Blougrans and jump, and then back on the plane and back to Cape Town. So you do get those, and also you do get those that would like to come and have a look first. And then once they hear, like for instance, maybe okay, look, I'm gonna do the skywalk out onto the bridge. And once they're out on the bridge, you know, the atmosphere and the vibe that's out there, it's absolutely phenomenal. It's amazing. Whereby they actually end up changing their mind and end up jumping off a bridge, whereas they didn't plan that they're gonna jump. Even they were just maybe just driving by and they thought, oh, let's just go check it out, let's just go watch. And just from watching, they said, you know what, this looks pretty much amazing and I'm gonna give it a go. So it does happen. Yeah. There are
They
those that
make their
plan ahead.
decision.
Yes, exactly. There are those that plan ahead. There are those that make this the decision on the spot, basically. You know what? This looks absolutely amazing. I'm gonna give it a go as well. You know.
Amazing. So you
Yes.
have the impulsive people, you have the people who just come for that purpose. You also have those people who come all the way there and then decide, this is not for me. And those are the stories I'm interested in sharing. The
Oh,
screams,
yeah.
the shaking feet where they can't even get off that bridge. Those are the stories, the human stories I'm interested in hearing. So please do share those with us.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, no, we certainly do get all sorts, Janet, you know, where there are those that actually planned and booked in advance, and the moment they arrive here, yeah, they see the structure itself, and they say, wow, we did not actually realize this thing is this high. They actually do change their mind, unfortunately. So those ones, I suppose, I would say 1 out of 100, whereby they decide, you know what, no way. I know I've booked and I know I've paid, but there's absolutely no way I can do this, you know.
So
And then, of course,
do you offer refunds for those people who don't actually do it? Because there's a business opportunity in charging a cancellation fee there, you know, human
yeah,
nature.
absolutely. You're spot on. Now, unfortunately, we have obviously the cancellation policies and all that. And unfortunately, canceling on the day, unfortunately, there's absolutely zero refund. You know, and we, but
Clever
we
Mr.
are.
Marketing Manager.
We are lenient in a sense though, whereby, look, we'll give you a voucher anyway. Look,
Yes, so you can
go think
gift it.
about it, and you are more than welcome to come join us, let's say in a month's time or 2 months, or depending whether the people are from South Africa or international. But we do offer that option. You know what? You're more than welcome, maybe even tomorrow or come back in a week's time if you're still in the country. But the actual refund, physical refund, unfortunately, cancellation on the day, and our policy doesn't allow that.
So, it would be an interesting exercise to actually look and see what percentage of those people that you offer a voucher to actually come back. Because
Yes.
I think once it's done, it's done. No, I survived. I don't want to have to go back there. I'm done. I'm embarrassed. I'm not going back. I made my decision.
And at the same token, you get those that actually jump sometimes 3 or 4 times in that one day. You know, like there's if I recall correctly, it's a guy from Germany. He actually books every year he comes. He doesn't book less than 5 jumps every time he comes.
Amazing.
He does not book less than five. He always, you know what? I've traveled this far. I'm not just gonna jump once. I'm booking 5 jumps already in a row. And at least if you do jump More than, let's say, for instance, your second jump is much cheaper if you do that on one from the 1690, if you want to jump again the same day, then it goes down to 1,000. And we
Okay.
pretty much whereby the fifth one is actually on the house, whereby it's free, you don't pay. But like I said, we do get those kind of people that actually jump like 3 or 4 times or even more than 5 times sometimes, you know.
Yeah, well, it sounds so much fun, Thomas. And I wish I was one of those people who, I think the most extreme thing I've done the shark cage dive.
All right.
I've done walking on the sky bridge. I don't see myself being able to do more than that,
To
honestly.
jump off a
So,
bridge.
to jump off a bridge. I also am of the belief that I have very weak ankles.
We've got you covered as well on that regard, because we do have sometimes clients on wheelchairs, funny enough, you know, and amputees, whereby then you are strapped around the waist and on the chest. So whereby
Oh, wow.
you're not doing the hang upside down part. So once you
Yes.
jump off, as you're bouncing up and down, you're actually on a sitting position.
Now,
So
you
we
see,
pretty much
that's why
cover.
you're the marketing manager. Maybe that's something I would consider, Thomas,
Yes, of course.
because it
Yes, of
sounds a
course.
little bit safer.
Oh yeah, no. It makes people feel more comfortable as well. The fact that you're not hanging upside down, you know. For instance,
Yes, that's
we had
the
a gentleman
disconcerting
from.
feeling.
We had a gentleman from Georgia, actually. That's actually how we jumped him. And one of the reasons, obviously, was the age. And he still got his world record certificate, the Guinness World Record, at the age of 96 years old. And he not just once, he jumped 3 times. So, yeah,
Oh,
we
that is
sent him around.
amazing.
Yeah.
You see, that's the kind of stories that actually warm my heart because people
Yeah.
are so adventurous.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually willing to go the extra mile. They step out of their comfort zone. And, you know, whilst I'm kidding about my own shortcomings and my own fears, I really do admire people who are willing to extend their thinking. And I know the difference that it made to me when I did the shark cage dive. You know, my sisters didn't believe me. They said, no, you just put on the outfit and you took the photo. But it really was, it changed my perception.
Oh, yeah,
It changed my
absolutely.
perception. It made me feel more powerful. It's like you come into your own. It's a very different dynamic, you know?
You've conquered your fear, you know, like
Exactly.
you feel like on another level. I promise you, like, you know, either you've jumped off the bridge or you've shark cage or you've done a skydive. It just gives you that sense of powerfulness, if I can put that way, that
Yeah, you feel
I've
your
achieved
power.
something,
You
you
feel
know.
like you've achieved. It is pretty phenomenal, honestly.
Absolutely. It is exactly
Yeah.
like that. It's really
So
like
I
that.
see the value in all of that. I see the benefit, and I think it is pretty phenomenal to be
Absolutely.
able to have done that. So, Thomas, I often come to Plett, and I hope you have a restaurant where we can have coffee in addition to all of these other amazing things that you're telling me about.
Oh yes, ma'am.
Because,
We have one right on site whereby, even without necessarily going on a bridge, there's two big screens that are showing everything live. What's happening on the bridge? You can actually see all these adrenaline junkies at the comfort of the table while you're enjoying your cup of coffee. So by all means,
exactly.
you are the invite is open. You're more than welcome to come join us for a cup of coffee and watch the adrenaline junkies jumping off a bridge. I might convince you. Maybe we just go for a walk onto the bridge. The jump, I
Now I'm
promise.
afraid to visit you because you're such a convincing marketing manager. I'm going to end up actually doing that jump.
The sky walk, or even end up doing the jump itself. Once we get you on the
Yeah.
bridge, I think that the we always say the hardest part is to get there. That walk, the jump is actually the easiest part.
Yes, exactly. Well, Thomas, it's been most adventurous chatting to you. Lots of laughs. I think my laugh was more nervousness than anything else. But lots of laughs, lots of excitement, lots to look forward to in terms of the jump and all the activities. And great to learn about face adrenaline. And now our listeners know too, it's not a new anti-aging cream or face yoga. It is actually extreme adventure. So
It's an
that's
adrenaline
good to
packed
know.
adventure.
Yes,
Absolutely.
that's good to
Absolutely.
know. So great chatting to you, Thomas, and wishing you all the best for the festive season as you have all your wonderful visitors coming through, experiencing the jump, and a safe time ahead for you and the family as well.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Much appreciated. And thank you for having us. And
It's a
we
big
really
pleasure. It's a
thank
big
you so much.
pleasure. All the best.
Thank you, Janice.
Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.